Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Let's see if we got to throw any flags on Doug Christie. More from Doug Christie today at practice, courtesy of he is still Sean Cunningham and he is currently still with Fox 40 Sports.
Player, you had the luxury of playing in front of these fans in Sacramento throughout all your postseason runs. How big do you think these fans are going to be tomorrow, and how much do you feel that's going to energize and, you know, really set the tone for this team?
Well, I don't think, you know, a few players have been here, but Sacramento postseason basketball is a different animal. It's a lot of places get credit for a lot of things that started right here in Sacramento, in my opinion. I had never experienced anything quite like it. I've been to finals games. I've you know, watch them on TV, and nothing was like that. So I'm hoping that they come out. I wouldn't expect anything less and turn the hell up. So it should be a really, really fun environment.
Will you watch that Memphis Golden State game tonight?
Yeah, I'm a basketball junkie, so I'll have it on, but I'll be working. So, you know, I have to make sure that I'm prepared for what we need to do. But you know, most definitely, if basketball's on, most times I'm watching.
Having coached now, you know, Zach and DeMar are the same as teammates. Obviously, DeMar using as a point guard situation quite often. Do you notice differential from what they did in Chicago together compared to the way you're using him here?
A little bit. I think that when you look at our team, there's some talent here that they didn't have there. They had different type of talent. You know, Vooce is a little bit different. Big fella is a little bit different than what you get with Domas. Domas has the ability to DHO and a lot of different things that they didn't necessarily do there. But both of them, I think, are valuing the moment probably maybe a little different than they did there, especially with Debo. I think he understands, and he's trying to get his teammates to constantly understand what these moments mean, because even when I played, you never know when you're going to get them back, and it's truly important that you take advantage of them. With Zach, I think that he's understanding that as well, so a little bit, but at the same time, you know, they're going to go out and hoop because they're hoopers, so I'm excited for both of them to experience this environment and hopefully thrive in it.
Wish Doug would tell his team to quiet down while he's talking.
They working. But,
yeah, they're getting that working. Yeah. We'll hear from DeMar DeRozan here.
More shots.
In just a couple of minutes. I hadn't really thought about that, of how different, if at all, the Kings used DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine versus how Chicago used DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. Oh, it's not something I'd really thought of, especially the way DeMar plays. Like,
yeah. I hadn't thought about it either. And one of the things I just always feel people can be a little disingenuous with that looking back on their time in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
because clearly this group, or those two guys, if we're just going to like narrow in on them, they need a table setter. And when they have a table setter, things go pretty good. When they don't, they're up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell the story of DeMar and LaVine in Chicago without mentioning what they were with Lonzo and what they weren't when, or what they were when Lonzo wasn't there. It's not telling the whole story.
No?
I don't think, but you know, it's whatever. Like I just, I was there for both, and they were pretty good when they had a table setter, and when they're left to, for a lack of a better term, to their own devices, they struggled. So
they don't have a table setter here.
No, an organizer.
Or an organizer.
Yes.
This is 3 minutes and 29 seconds of DeMar DeRozan. What do we set the more or less at? 3 minutes and 29 seconds.
I'm going to
say. He's no Domas.
Like 13 seconds, I'd say.
13?
I was going to say 17, but around there, yeah.
Feels high. Maybe 13, 14 is my thought.
We're going to go 14 and a half.
14 and a half sounds right.
14 and a half is the number.
The demon gets you to 17.
Oh. All right. I've never tracked DeMar before. 14 and a half. Jesse, where are you going?
I'll give my answer off this first question.
Wait, that is not how that's
fair.
We can't do live
lineups. We'll play one clip of DeMar DeRozan, and then we'll check.
Okay. I'll give my answer based off this question he gets.
Okay.
All right.
DeMar, I don't know.
How difficult is it to try and evaluate their team?
Less.
Okay, the question was, how difficult was it to evaluate the team or something?
Yeah, I'm going
to
go less.
14 and a half. You're going less?
Yeah, I was going to give some random basketball general answer.
I'll go more.
You're going to go more?
I'll go more.
I think I'm with Jesse.
Okay.
I'm going less. All start right. Clock now, DeMar DeRozan. 14 and a half is the number. Crap.
It's tough. You know, we haven't got a chance to see, you know, AD. But, you know, at this point, where we at, you know, it can't matter how difficult something is. You know, we just gotta
he talked too slow.
Come up, focus on us and bring the compete level at a high level. They
got a lot of 20. That was a 7 second answer.
7 second answer. That was like 7 seconds of dead air.
20.6.
DeMar is the least efficient speaker in history.
Hey, DeMar, what do you think about the Mavericks? Yeah.
So hold on. There's people who don't understand what we're doing. We're timing how long these players answer the question. It all started with Domas because we realized a long
time ago.
Domas
does not talk over 10 seconds.
He does not talk over 10. Yeah, over 10 seconds. Keon, we found out, talks for about 40 seconds per answer.
Which I cooked.
You did.
I cooked.
You did. Zach LaVine, we thought he talked for a little bit more, but we really couldn't find it. And now we're timing the answer. A lot of us think DeMar is going to
get the board members together.
Well, look how bored DeMar looks. Yeah. I'm taking the over on every question now.
I want to get the board members together. We need to cut dead air. That shouldn't count.
No,
he gave us 7 seconds. He barely said 14 words.
He said, yeah.
And then didn't say anything. Went into the answer.
I want a prize picks investigation. Let's see what's next here. He looks bored. I'm going over.
I'm going over again.
Jesse?
Yeah, I'll go over too, I guess. So going over 10 seconds on pauses.
I'm rebounding, we gotta understand. Am I giving a game plan away if I tell you? Hey, let me see. We just gotta play together.
Do you feel what was that? That was so. I got the time at 14.6.
Oh,
he stopped earlier than that. He stopped at like 14.1.
No.
I have more. I would want it.
That's fine. Then we all got points right there.
But I think he stopped.
Terrible.
He stopped at like 13.9.
DeMar is getting taken off the board after this. We're never
the abrupt stop was crazy. That's what got me.
Then he starts asking questions to them.
You've seen what maybe the best of what this group is capable of, or do you think that's still
this a good one?
I mean, it's still to come, but we definitely show moments, spurts, and games how special we could be, and it don't matter who we playing against. You know, we showed it. You know, I think. Everything we've been through this year, the ups and downs, you know, we gotta kind of ball that all up and in one.
It's like he warmed up.
Allow that to be our best you know, Sacramento Kings come tomorrow night.
Is there much of a mentality
Keon DeRozan?
From a playoff series to a winner-take-all type of game?
Less. Or,
I mean, it's literally win or go home. I mean, it's nothing more than that other than a game seven, you know, and this is a game seven. You know, it's literally win or go home. So
wrap it up. How are you doing?
Whoever won it the most.
You're talking.
I just kind of oh, there it is! Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got 14-7.
No.
I got 14-7.
No. Oh, come
on. I got 14-7.
I'm done with DeMar.
Come on, DeMar.
Click the button.
Come on. Let's go.
We are Vegas when it comes to this, though. Oh, this is crazy.
DeMar was on the phones. He would like, DeMar, faded back so many times.
DeMar, wrap it up.
Yeah.
Man, I don't even want to hear DeMar anymore. I'm so mad. This is why I don't play fantasy football, because you get mad at these players. Now I'm mad at DeMar DeRozan. Like, man, speed it up.
This game would have been fun to play when Luke Walton was around.
Oh, we can find a Luke answer.
I don't even know. I can't remember. Did Luke talk too long?
Luke, hey guys,
I would put Luke's number at 35.
Oh my god, no way. Was it that bad?
Yeah. You set the over under like 8 seconds for the first four words.
Oh man.
Yeah, good call by you guys. 14.5.
Yeah, that was a good look.
That was big time good right look. There. We're building new casinos.
Amen.
Based on the way
we don't have a gambling problem.
By the way, I'm going to have a lineup ready to go for the play-in games tonight. It is Orlando versus Atlanta. It is Golden State versus Memphis. I'm going to have an all-play-in lineup going down over at Prize Picks. I'm going to have that posted on my socials. I'm going to have it early enough so everybody can know, so probably in the next 15 minutes or so. So you can go ahead, try and get that same lineup, maybe take components of that lineup, and start your own lineup. Somebody did that over the weekend. They had a nice little dub. So I'm going to have that going down on my socials at KingKC_916. Rolls off the tongue.
That's horrible. I'm begging you to change it.
You can go to Prize Picks.
That's why I never ask your Twitter handle on KSFM or your Instagram handle.
Literally. Just ask, and it just rolls off
the
tongue.
It's the underscore that really bothers me.
You go to the Prize Picks app, put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game.
Oh, wow. You did a fake out. Wow.
Soren with his first of the season. Somebody wrote on the scoreboard, so I'm going to have to you know, work around this here.
How do we turn everything into a game?
We don't take anything serious.
Well,
Soren with his first win of the season. You're on the board, buddy. Good
job. Like what? Like you want to come to the radio show and be serious and just talk sports seriously?
Let's talk about the NFL draft coming up 1 week from Thursday. What should the San Francisco 49ers do?
Brock Purdy.
Well, trade Brock Purdy for Zion Williams.
Oh, man.
What was the trade again? Oh, it was TJ Watt.
TJ Watt in the 21, I think. For Brock Purdy.
Are hosts eligible to play in the Run Your Game League?
Yeah, because nobody knows when once I start the Prize Picks read, that's when they're eligible. Not before, not when you think it's coming up during the segment. Nope, I have to start it.
Might need to get myself a couple wins or something just
because. Oh boy, the expansion fee is $5.
No, we're going to waive that. I don't have a stadium.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Play in.
I don't have a stadium built.
Play in Studio 5. Yeah. Play in Studio 5.
It's a minor league studio right there.
I think Studio 5. Is that Complex's little tiny room or is that our little room?
That's what I thought ours was.
Studio 5 has no windows or anything. It's just darkness.
Yeah.
It's just cowboy shows.
Well, hee haw playing on the screen. Some sort of Western, like on a TV that apparently couldn't turn off. This TV, we can't change the channel on without unplugging the remote, plugging it back in, unplugging it, plugging it back in. The TV in there, it just aired some Western that we were confident was racist. We were certain it was some sort of microaggression towards us, and we couldn't figure out how to turn it off.
He said, hee-haw.
Bonanza, Aaron, in Studio 5. Jesus,
oh, man. Shout out Zay. I see, you know, he's upset, but hey, you're still in the lead. You're doing a great job in the RYGL.
Yeah, rolls right off the tongue like King KC underscore.
Doing a great job. He's got a 4-game lead. Come on, man. You're good.
Well, not
it's the first of 25 too. That's the
I mean, Jesse had a pretty sizable lead in.
Hey, what's your problem?
No, I was just...
he's only talking about what happened.
I'm a broadcast journalist. I was just...
When does playoffs for that... Like, when does that league end?
This is like the EPL. It's just the end of the season. It's the first of 25.
No. The PW. I'm not worried about your XFL league right now.
Well, we haven't played in a while.
I mean, what's up?
It's 6-3.
Let's bring it back tomorrow. How about that?
Okay.
Why don't we go right now? I don't care who we pick. Let's go. I don't care who we pick. I'm going to win.
I don't have a name to go off of.
Who's the last basketball player we were talking about?
I have no idea.
We've already done Bradley Beal.
Can we get Doug Christie career earnings?
Let's go.
I don't know that we can.
I hate doing those, though, because it's like $20.
That's like, man.
Oh, what, Doug. So we're not going to, just because he I'm just isn't saying, around,
well,
we can't
I don't
play
know
that
I
era?
Can get it.
The
now,
90s players are always tough to pick, and beyond that, to be honest.
$20.
Like Rick Barry, a bag of peanuts.
Well.
Let's go. Excuse me.
So it's a little bit different because we can't use. Got Basketball Reference. They don't have. Not on Spot Track with the different contracts.
If this number was more than 50, I'd be surprised.
Well, let's talk about it then.
Let's go.
Doug Christie started his career in 1993
in Toronto.
With the Los Angeles Lakers?
Nah, he did.
Yeah.
You know, he was the last number 8 before Kobe.
He was. I knew he was number 8. I just didn't realize that was his first team.
Yeah, that's right, because Isaiah traded for him.
Was he a Celtic
okay.
at one point?
Okay. He was not.
If the story goes, George Karl wanted to, but they had beef.
That's right.
And I think they traded the pick. Maybe that's what happened.
Hold on, 13. Okay.
Was Robert Parrish in the league?
15 years.
What?
From 1993 to 2006. Well, 2007. He played for 1, 2, 3. He played for the Lakers, the Knicks, the Raptors, the Sacramento Kings, the Orlando Magic, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Los Angeles Clippers. Doug Christie's peak earnings were with the Orlando Magic in the 2005-2006 season. $8.2 million.
No wonder my brother wants to coach. No wonder he wants to needs to coach.
Doug Christie's career earnings are what? I don't even know. Like, I'm operating off. What number was Doug drafted at? I genuinely don't know this. How well do you know your head coach? Doug Christie was taken number 17 overall. In fact, by the Seattle Supersonics, as Kenny laid out, he did not get along with George Karl. Never agreed to a contract and was ultimately traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. Again, played for the Lakers, Knicks, Raptors, Kings, Orlando Magic, Dallas Mavericks, and Los Angeles Clippers. Career earnings for Douglas Dale Christie are $37
million. Oh,
Jesse
wow.
went
oh,
one wow. over.
What kind of thirty? What is this?
Come
what
on.
The
Give
hell is this?
Give me 39.
What is this?
The most stunning part about this is Jesse is the winner.
What? That's right.
What?
That's right.
But if he had gone with the very first number you said.
What did I say?
I'd be surprised if it was 50 million. Doug Christie, $51.5 million in his career.
Here we go. It's another W right there.
Damn.
We've been on it, too. Yeah, struggling. You are.
Win for Jesse.
I'm like broke-ass Baron Corbin right now. I just don't know what's going to happen.
Jesse with 7 wins. Oh. KC, 3 wins.
All right. It's not that bad.
And Kyle remains thrown out of the league.
Not since his incident.
After walking off mid-game.
Man picked up second base and threw it to center field.
That is the greatest moment. That is the greatest moment in pocket watching history, right? Like, Kyle just quitting.
Yeah, that was the most controversial
like mid-game.
Of all time. Yeah.
$51.5 million for DC. I didn't think it would be that high,
I
but
didn't
he had
good.
He had pretty good years.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Sacramento at $3 million, $5 million, $6 million, $6.9 million, $7.5 million. Orlando at $8.2 million. Dallas at $1.5 million. He closed out his career with the Los Angeles Clippers at $158,000.
Shout out, Doug. Let's get him another $20 million, huh?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's get Coach paid.
Yeah.
I wonder how much. I don't remember the television franchises have done, how they have done. What's Jackie's show again?
Basketball Wives. I think they've
Jackie's done Basketball Wives?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they've done fantastic. They probably done about
did, she didn't create Basketball Wives, did she?
I think Shawnee created it, but Jackie
Shaquille's
was first
ex-wife.
Yeah, Shawnee O'Neal, my bad. I think she created it.
That's what I thought.
Jackie has been there from the start, I believe.
Okay.
I believe.
All right. Shout out Jackie. Everybody gets.
I saw Jackie on Sunday.
Everybody gets your Jackie. Well, he was probably sitting down there with her.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
With the rest of the family.
No.
We'll come back. Jason Jones joins us when D'Lo McKaysee returns.
Yeah, he does. And I think Jason would be a good person to have that discussion about the most to gain and everything from these playoffs.
Oh, I thought that's cool. I definitely wasn't trying to put that off till tomorrow.
The playoffs wouldn't have started by then. But I was
Maybe there's something to talk about with Atlanta and Orlando tonight, because I got some questions about Orlando.
Mm.
I'll ask it now. Think about it during the commercial. How different is Orlando than Sacramento? And I'll explain what I mean when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. You kind of said something during the commercial break there a second ago. You talking about Nico Harrison?
Yeah.
The doubling down on the trade and...
Well, that and
little shot.
Well, I didn't see the.
I think he took a shot at Dirk. Let me see if I can find a quote.
I didn't see any of the quotes or anything else like that. I was when I heard he was having the press conference with all those stipulations or whatever, and a lot of people in the media were upset about that. They're like, "This is."
Where he spoke. He spoke at a press conference. That's where all these quotes are coming
from. Yeah, he had a press conference that you couldn't have video at, and only select members of the media were invited.
It's really like a comedy show down there.
And I mean, I get it. I understand why people are upset. But to a certain degree, I'm just using names because they're here, not because this is what they would do. But James Hamm and Jake Gaydon are only going there to amplify and talk about how stupid you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the reason I want to be there. I want to ask. They're just going to be to come back from that thing, hear your answers, break them down, and talk about how stupid you are for trading Luka. Nobody's going to really have a conversation or thought of, all right, well, even though I disagree, he did say this, and I can see where he's coming from, if he even gives that type of information. So I do understand, like, no, I'm not going to open this up for you guys to.
Yeah, but you don't know that that's true. I mean, you can assume that that's true, but you don't know that it's true. Like, it's a
part of the job, too.
It's a weird thing that's been normalized because of. I don't care how you feel. It's a weird thing that's been normalized because of Donald Trump. Like, media's always been exactly the same. People write with narratives. Like, people ask questions because they have an idea for a story in their head. Mm-hmm. Or on paper, they have an idea for a story that they want to put into execution. And the questions that they're asking kind of follow the framework of the story that they're writing or the angle that they're taking with their story. Mm. Most people probably aren't going to have a popular opinion of this, but I don't think it's up to Nico to not answer questions like an idiot.
That's fair. And what Jesse also said is fair as well. It's part of the job. But if I'll just use my name now, if I'm going going to that press conference. And I say, Nico, why did you trade Luka Doncic? And he goes, well, we just didn't feel like that commitment to him for the contract and some of the things he's shown, you know, health-wise, would be a good investment for us.
Uh-huh.
And then I leave there and I go to my radio show and I talk about, or my podcast,
uh-huh.
and I talk about the question. And I was like, that was so stupid. Like, why would he say something like that? Well, all right, well, you asked me a question, I answered it. Like,
but you can't do it. But if you're Nico, you can't do anything about the way someone interprets your answer.
Right. But if the thought would be, if you weren't coming here to genuinely, like, if you already had preconceived notions, no matter what I said.
Let's bring in an actual journalist who teaches this stuff, by the way. Continue. Go ahead.
But if you were going to, and once again, this is an assumption. That was a great point by you, and you're right. It's just an assumption on my part. But if you were already going to come here and have your opinion when you left here, regardless of what I said, why do you even need to be here?
Well, but that's not your job to dictate that.
You're right. No, you're right.
Like, I'm a
but credentialed... that's my thought process. Like, it's not a real Q&A or anything else. Because regardless
of
what I
Kenny
say,
Kenny Trump, then fine.
Well,
like,
no,
you...
it's not even that. It's just like, why are we doing this dance? Like, you're not gonna be. We're not having a real interaction.
Jay, did you see this Nico Harrison press conference and kind of the parameters that came with it?
No, I didn't, but what were the parameters?
There's no video, and only select members of the media were invited to it. So it wasn't open to the people that cover the Dallas Mavericks. It wasn't open to the people who cover the NBA to be credentialed. I guess there was a selection process that determined who was allowed to be a part of this.
So it was basically like essentially a Mavs.com production. If you can't ask real quick, I mean, I imagine they didn't invite anyone who were going to ask things like, I don't know, you know, running down a series of trades that Nico's made that have been questionable outside of Luka.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, of course, you know, I thank him every day for Luka. You know, I think he's a great GM and deserves an extension.
Stop.
But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, that's not really a media event. That's really just a Mavs presentation.
That was the first time he's talked too publicly.
Well, he talked after the
he talked for like
him
two
and Jason
three
Kidd
questions,
talked.
Like two or three questions.
Him and who?
Jason Kidd, like the day after.
Oh, where, that's right. Yeah. Poor Jason Kidd. It's where Jason Kidd was sitting at the podium, like,
like little Terrio.
Yeah. And the beauty of this whole deal is that the longer it goes on, the more people get thrown under the bus. Like, what I saw the other day? Well, Jason Kidd, when told of the trade, didn't exactly throw himself in the way to stop it. I'm like, y'all just going to blame everybody for this, huh? It went from only Nico and Rob knew to like when everyone heard about it, no one tried to stop it. They were going to trade that man no matter what.
The shot at Dirk was something along the lines of, you know, fans might not like it, Dirk might not like it, but my job is to the Dallas Mavericks.
Wow.
And it's like, all right, like, that's a bold strategy, but. All right, Nico.
Yeah, let's antagonize the fan base by going after the one player that they love more than Luka.
Right.
Let's say Dirk may not like it. Dirk was living his best life at that Laker game. No, I mean, he got Taylor Rook.
Oh, well, that's, no. So be careful, Dirk.
Jalen still owes her like 7 NBA championships. I'm going to set it for her and say, I'm going to win like 9 of them things in 4 years.
I agree with you. There is a lot of projecting into what you think a press conference is. I agree with Jesse. It's part of the job. You stand up there, you take the questions, you do what you have to do. But on the outside, like, I'm not a GM or a reporter. Like, you just want them there to throw darts at them. Like, nobody's
well,
really
I think there's
try
a lot
to...
of intelligent questions that you could ask. Like, you can ask, like, are you confident you got the best deal for Luka Doncic? Did you consider anyone else? Did you have conversations with any other GM? Was it another star in the league that you were looking at? Did you ever weigh the decision of draft picks versus a star? I feel like there's a million questions you could have asked him. Now, Nico might have been in his feelings like, oh, they're not going to ask him. That's on the that's having no idea we were going to discuss this 6 seconds ago, 6 minutes ago, thinking, yeah, I would have asked all these, or I would have I would have hoped we could have collectively, the group in there, asked all these questions, Jay.
Yeah, and the thing is, trying to control it like that doesn't change anything. You know, because my job as a journalist, as somebody told me many years ago, don't write what I tell you, write what I see. And what you see right now was the team trying to control it. You've thrown Luka under the bus with unnamed sources repeatedly since February. I mean, and there are very fair questions that you can ask Nico without, quote unquote, attacking him. Like, one of the things that came up more than once was, you couldn't ask for Austin Reeves in the deal. You know, you're giving up a generational talent. You couldn't get, you know, why didn't you get more? You know, do you have a regret? You know, there are, why did you trade Quentin Grimes right after that? I mean, there's a ton of like fair questions. And I'm conditioned to believe that not, you know, most of the time they're going to get up there and lie to you. So it's not like, you know, he's not going to come up there and say, you know what, I made a terrible mistake. You know, I should have known. He's not going to say that. But to try to make it, to try to control, you can't control the story anymore than you already have. I mean, because I know when the trade happened, I said, okay, we're going to hear that Luka's fat in 3, 2, then boom, he's out of shape. He's this, he's this, he's this, he's this. So you've already put your spin out there. And to me, part of the job is answering the legitimate questions that the media has about this situation, because there's a reason why there's so much interest in it, because we've never seen anything like this. You know, we've never seen a player, I mean, especially in this generation, where he was about to be on his second max deal, which means he's still young. You don't see those guys get traded. And as good as Anthony Davis is, you know, as much as I liked Max Christie as a young prospect, the case is fair to make that you could have gotten way more for 25-year-old Luka Doncic. I mean, it's not, you know, and pretending that, you know, that if I don't answer the questions, people aren't going to, it's not going to go away. I mean, not that it, I don't know if it would have mattered this year with their injuries they have with other guys, but you're playing Sacramento as the 10 seed tomorrow. Luka's the 3 seed waiting at home till Saturday. One franchise is floundering, in part due to injuries. The other franchise is feeling like they've got their future for the next decade, and they got a chance to win this year. So, I mean, the criticism to me, you know, remove my obvious bias out of it, the criticisms are completely fair. They're completely fair. The questions are fair. If how you want to handle it is on to you, but along the same lines, if you want to conduct a so-called press conference like that, we have the right to critique you for basically saying you guys are being cowards. You guys are running scared. You know, the same way people locally jumped on Monty McNair for not saying anything publicly for a couple of weeks. I mean, those are all fair. No, it's all fair game at this point.
You guys are 100% correct. And most importantly, there's two things that's taken. One, it's your job. Like, that's that's the job. Whether it's fair or not, it doesn't really matter. That's what you have to do.
Players have to face this criticism every night.
So you guys are 100% correct in that aspect. The other thing is, you said something in there, Jason. Yeah, the Mavs are playing the Kings. You know your season's not over. Why are you doing an exit press conference and the season is still going on?
That's why I was like, I'm like, he wrapping up the season already? Like, I'm not dealing with this after we lose tomorrow. I mean, what's the message you're sending?
Yeah, that's
and you could have done this before Luka returned to town. You could have done this, I don't know, in February, April. You know, what do you, I don't understand it, but you know,
it is weird that they did it yesterday. it was. Yeah.
This morning, it's weird. Like, you know, hey, let's summarize the season right now. Well, what if you guys win 2 in a row? Well, okay, well, guess, you know,
I guess we'll see in a couple weeks. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, who wants to talk about the Luka trade before we play Sacramento? You know?
Nico's like, I haven't thought that far ahead. I don't know.
He's like, hey, you know, But the thing, here's the thing too, by why I don't understand about doing it now. For 2 months, you've left basically Jason Kidd and the players to answer for this. Mm-hmm. It's not Jason Kidd's job to answer for this. Mm-hmm. You know, I know Mark Cuban eventually, it's not Mark Cuban's job to discuss this. Mm-hmm. It's his job. Mm-hmm. It's part of his job, you know, and it's an uncomfortable thing because no one wants to be the guy to go up there. I mean, the man's been getting ridiculed for 2 months now. I can imagine that you don't really want to go up there and get ridiculed some more, but there's a reason why people are upset.
Yeah,
you know, are some folks over the top? Yeah. Do they need to yell fire Nico at every game? No, but then the team mm-hmm. made it worse, snatching signs from people and mm-hmm. things of that sort. I mean, I just don't think – I wonder sometime who's advising these teams on their PR. Like, did you really think that taking signs from fans after the trade was going to make it better? Hmm. Did you really think, you know, did you think that all that was going to work? Like, what did you think that would get you in the long run? I have no idea. So I just think, yeah, it's weird timing. Like, why today? Why would you take the focus off of the game? You know, I think Sacramento will win tomorrow, but what if they don't? You know, I don't understand why of all the days. I couldn't figure out why on social media I was seeing all these Nico quotes. I'm like, is this like an old story? Like, why is this popping up today?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he figured it was Jackie Robinson Day. He wanted to stand out. You know, solid.
All right,
another bad decision by him.
Yeah. Well, my team made a bad decision along them lines too. But hey, what do I know?
Well, what'd your team do?
They went to the White House.
Yeah.
After they only tried to pretend like Jackie Robinson wasn't in the military. Mm. So what did we do? Hey guys, Dustin May was geeked.
Did they break the World Series trophy?
No, that was the guy from Ohio who made sure that Ohio. Oh my gosh. I heard a good joke. Casey's not going to like this one. Someone said, I haven't seen someone fumble a trophy like that since Kyle Shanahan.
That's just uncalled for, inaccurate, downright disrespectful.
31-10 would say otherwise.
But was he the head coach?
Kyle Shanahan in that Super Bowl, yeah.
31-10?
Or was it 21-10? Which one was it?
28-3, I think.
28-3. Wasn't even the head coach.
No, the first Chiefs Super Bowl they lost.
Oh.
They're up 10.
That was different.
They're up 10. Okay.
Jason, that just felt mean.
A 10-point lead. Tom Brady lost a 10-point. What's the boy? Pete Carroll lost a 10-point. Your coach, he lost a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl. It happens.
Yeah, but, you know, your boy Kyle, I don't know. Hey, that's okay. Maybe we can get Bonte on. We can make fun of the Warriors, you know.
Well, I'm not going to do that. Not going to make fun of the Warriors.
We already reversed the curse.
We just got to keep it moving.
That's okay. Remember, I live in the Bay. I've been on their head about my man Harrison Barnes for a week. They hate me.
Oh, man.
I said, isn't it just beautiful the guy who did it was Harrison?
What would you do?
Harrison hit a game winner, though. Harrison hit a buzzer beater.
Well, not always, Jason. I can. Well, not always.
Hey, well, he did. He made that one but during the COVID year, post-COVid year, that one where De'Aaron, you know.
In Cleveland, or not in Cleveland, against I think it was Cleveland, against Cleveland.
Yeah,
he made that one.
Like I said, just for my own trolling purposes, I loved what he did in Golden State. I was like, look at that. The guy that they ran out of town, look at him.
Third game in the season against the Suns a couple years ago, he hit one. You know, all the ones that don't matter.
My question for y'all, what did you enjoy more, Harrison doing that? Or them running that screen for Buddy?
Oh, easily.
Give me the Buddy screen 10 times out of 10. Give me the
I'm
Buddy
just like,
screen.
Buddy's a great set shooter. I don't know if I want to run a play where he's running and going and drifting away from the basket.
Yikes.
But I know KC enjoyed – that wasn't even the best part. His part was Draymond.
That was pretty funny.
Let me stop because Warrior fans already are mad at me. All my homies who are Warrior fans can't stand me.
It is what it is.
Because here's the thing. About 4 days ago, they were telling me we want the smoke. Yeah, Lakers-Warriors, first round, we want the smoke. Same fans were telling me, you know what, though? It would be better to play Houston. I said, okay, so that's one way to spin losing your last three home games. That's one way to spin blowing a double-digit lead to a team that's not playing its two best players.
Like, oh, no, yeah, that's not so bad. That's not so bad.
We really want to play an extra game with our best player with an injured thumb. We really want to do that.
People better be careful calling out Ime and his goons. I think they're going to be a tough out.
I agree. I said, y'all think y'all really want that? Oh, we ain't worried. I said, he got some dogs on that team.
So you're buying Houston?
I think the Warrior matchup would be a good matchup for Houston.
Okay.
I just think that their physicality would give them problems. Would I be shocked if the Warriors were able to, assuming the Warriors win, could they beat them? I wouldn't be completely shocked.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they could give them some problems. Obviously, the offensive thing would be a problem. You know, they have those long stretches where they kind of go, you know, ice cold at times on offense. But I think they've got enough between, you know, having, you know, Dylan Brooks, who when he's not playing LeBron is actually, you know, can be a normal player. When he plays LeBron, he thinks he's supposed to shoot, you know, 15 times. You know, but I think, you know, you got a guy like Van Vliet on the team. I think they've got a couple of veterans who, if they can keep themselves grand, you know, Steven Adams, you know, lurking in the background to talk crazy to people. I think they could give them a problem because they're physical, and the Warriors still aren't a very big team. You know, just tell Sengun to watch out for Draymond's elbows in the paint.
Yeah, do that.
And Steven Adams owes Draymond one for, you know, them kicks back in the day.
Owes him a receipt.
Ime is a gangster. Ime may put Steven Adams in the game just to clock Draymond to see what happens. Go get him, mate.
You think Ja is a Grizzly next year, either of you?
He's trying not to be with some of this stuff. I just think he's not, just because they've already come out and said they're not going to trade him, which means they're probably going to trade him.
Yeah.
That's the way things go there. You know, I mean, if you were Memphis, I mean, even with the stuff recently, is it the level of it was before? No. But it's kind of just the flagrant middle finger to your boss all the time. That just, you know, you question his decision making.
Mm-hmm.
And then the explanation, that's not a grenade. I'm throwing words in the air and covering my ears to white. Come on, man. And then I got some media folks back in Memphis. They told me it's not a gun, it's a bow and arrow. I'm like, you don't hold a bow and arrow like that.
Okay. All right, John.
Is the arrow like a missile? Like, no one does. Like, come on, man. And then the other thing was, Buddy did it. I said, well, first off, Buddy ain't on Instagram with a gun.
Mm-hmm. Buddy has not been suspended for his behavior.
I said, you know, sometimes I think people get wrapped up in this. It's got to be fair. Life isn't fair. If I've gotten caught jaywalking three times and I've gotten three tickets, my penalty is going to be different than someone who hasn't gotten caught jaywalking. And it's like, why are y'all acting like he's being treated so unfair? I'm like, you know what David Stern would have done to Ja? He might have suspended Ja for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
David Stern was – Adam is nice.
Mm.
David Stern would have been like, you do that one more time, I got you. And if he would have threw that the whole little – throw the grenade in the air, David would have hit him like a $100,000 fine, tried to put him in counseling, all type of stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. I almost think he might benefit from a change of scenery. But the thing is, the way this whole salary thing is, mm-hmm. part of me says we might. I'm like, where could he go? Like, who would take him?
Mm-hmm.
I could see him in Sacramento.
Josh said YSL stands for Young Soldiers of the Lord. Young Soldiers of the Lord. YSL.
Well, Easter is coming up. You know, he's got to get his mind right for Sunday.
It's almost like he went too long without something dumb happening.
Mm.
And he was like, oh, it's
can't help himself, huh?
It's been too long.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm like, y'all got to realize how dumb the cover up sounds. What was the other one, Milrow? I wish a naysayer would or something. Like,
yeah.
And you got Pat McAfee of all people saying, I was like, oh my God, they're about to fire Pat McAfee.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I was like, oh my God, no, he's not. A naysayer. I was like, woo. Or was that, I forgot which guy it was. It was somebody who had no
Reese Davis. Reese Davis said it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, yeah, McAfee was like, he was about to be like, oh my God, I won't say that on the air. Yeah. I mean, sometimes the cover up is just worse than telling the truth.
Yeah.
Young servants of the Lord, or what was the Young Thug one?
Yeah, that was it. That's what I remember from YSL. Young soldiers of the Lord.
Yeah, truly humbled under God, or
that's
something.
The Thug. Yeah.
Truly humbled under God. I was like, ain't nothing about your music godly. What are you talking about? I'm like, the cover up is sometimes 20 times worse than what you actually mean. And I think with Ja's the kid who's just like, you know what, I'm gonna keep on poking to make you do something to me. I'm gonna make you do something. Then his dad got tossed out of game for talking crazy to the refs. I'm just like, man, I could easily see them saying, you wanna spend the next 2 years in New Orleans? Like, hey, you know, I could see a press conference in July where, you know, whoever the Kings coach is, Doug, or someone is standing there with Ja Morant taking a photo.
Hey, to be honest with you, I'd take Ja here in Sacramento.
I would too.
I mean, as a player, you take him out of – yeah, you take him.
And hope scenery thing helps.
I think maybe he just needs to – you know, sometimes –
Well, nothing screams rehabilitation like Sacramento.
The post game picture on Instagram with Ja and Vivek would be epic.
Oh.
Yeah. Ja's like this. And then Vivek does the same thing. Vivek would be down, though. Ja. Vivek rolled with DeMar.
Ja. You know, Ja would be out there in a Mozzie shirt.
They'd be like, keep him out of Oak Park.
Yeah, he'd be out there just trying to see what he can instigate.
But hey, you know, I'd be at way more Kings games with that one. Be like, oh, that'd be cool. Mozzie at more Kings games.
Well,
that'd be, I'd be, you know, Mozzie, Ja.
Who told it? Was it Coach Marion? Who said they was going to get Mozzie out? At Sac State, it was Coach Marion. I was like, boy, if you do that, you do that, Coach. You've hit a different stratosphere here in this city. Salute.
There's going to be some alums who have no idea who that is or why he's there.
There's going to be a lot of people that know exactly who he is.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're going to see the two Americas on full display.
Might be time for me to leave now.
What is that smell? Reminds me of my youth.
Orlando and Atlanta tonight. Any thoughts on those two teams? Orlando feels like a massive disappointment, don't they?
I think them not having Paolo for that big chunk of games, I think if they have him for the whole season, they're not seventh. I feel like they should still they should win it. But they also had the same problem they had last year. They had the struggling offense at times. And I think Paolo helps that. I like Franz Wagner as a player. But yeah, it doesn't feel like they should be seventh. But they still won that terrible division. But
do we still think they have a super bright future, or are we kind of like, maybe they need to retool, spice it up a little bit?
I'm not off of them yet. I mean, but Paolo's in what, year two? Year three?
Year three.
Nah, Paolo's him. Like, there's no doubt about that.
I think they've probably missed or need to retool or figure out. Is Suggs out?
Suggs has been out, and I think that, like, you makes you ask the question, like, is he that valuable? Because he's the one that was out when both Paolo and Wagner got back. And when Paolo was out, remember, they were able to keep their head above water for a little while. Like, they were still playing well. But they have not recovered from Suggs being out. And it's like, damn, is he that valuable to what they do?
That's a big loss for them. I mean, so I wouldn't punt on them just yet. I think I think if you, you know, I don't know what Suggs is going to be, but I think if you got Paolo, you got Suggs, you know, you got Wagner, you got some pieces. I think that the one thing they were looking for in the offseason was what, a 3-and-D guy and a guy could score on a perimeter.
Yeah.
You know, which is why they, I guess they were, you know, trying to get KCP. Where did KCP end up?
Orlando.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so yeah. So I think they still probably need some help with that. Yeah. Cause I wouldn't punt on them just yet. I mean, I think Paolo is going to be really, really good. And I think, you know, with him and Wagner together, you got a chance, but I think the injuries this year hurt them, but even still, they still finished seventh.
Yeah.
And that division, the division they're in is going to be so terrible for probably the next couple of years.
Well, yeah.
They're going to win 30 something games because they play in that division. I mean, they got what? Charlotte, Washington, you know, Trey Young might get traded. Who
Miami
knows?
In there too. Yeah, Miami in there.
Well, and that's the other component to tonight's game is like, are we nearing the end of the Trey Young era in
I don't think it should be.
Sacramento. That's going to be the thing all summer. Who's going to get traded? Trey Young in Sacramento, DeMar and Zach go to Atlanta.
And then it's going to be Contavious Caldwell-Pope. That's who's going to wind up in Sacramento. Maybe we'll finally get Cam Johnson.
Mikhail Bridges.
We'll get the other Bridges. Miles.
Oh, boy. They'll get our guy James Hams, boy. They'll get Plumlee finally.
That'll answer everything.
Well, what the hell was he doing the other day?
Did you see the video when Trey Lyles was laughing?
No.
Plumlee took a three. I tweeted it out. Plumlee takes the three, and Trey Lyles is on the bench like.
I said, Budenholzer probably said, please fire me. I can't. Talk about a dumpster fire right now. Phoenix is back to being the old Phoenix. Remember when it used to be Sacramento and Phoenix were in a competition to prove it would be the most dysfunctional?
Man.
Phoenix said, hold up. Three coaches. I mean, they're paying. I mean, the biggest winner might be Monty Williams. How much money is he getting paid not to coach?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's still getting. And Coach Bud is going to be up there, too.
That Detroit contract was like the highest, highest annual average when he signed it. Mm. Man, my man went out there, lost like 25, 27 games in a row, got let go. All that. I mean, talk about, you know, Monty's winning.
He absolutely is. Absolutely. Who you think's going to win tonight in both of the games? The Magic, Hawks, and Grizzlies, Warriors.
I think the Magic win. I just think they're a better team. And this one, I lean toward the Warriors, but you know, hey, if Steph gets hit on that hand, you know, and remember they've never won a play-in game.
That's crazy.
They've never won one. They've been in what, three of them or whatever.
Lakers, Kings, and who?
Grizzlies.
Grizzlies. That's right. Grizzlies, that's right.
That was like the Ja Morant coming out party. And he came out there and just balled in
Stop.
San Francisco.
I know what you're doing, man. Stop.
What am it's I not, doing?
For two days. You know the Warriors have never won a play-in game.
No, what he's saying is the Kings are going to beat Dallas tomorrow, which is going to be a task. The Warriors are going to lose to the Grizzlies, and for the third year in a row, it's going to be the Kings and the Warriors in some sort of play-in game.
I don't want anything to do with this, Jason.
Some sort of postseason
I just
game.
Don't. And it's just going down that road. And then Jason brings it up. That's what we're going to be talking about for 2 days. The Warriors still have never won a play-in game in their history.
Someone said they got to call it the Steph Curry Invitational. I said, that's just wrong.
No, don't. You disrespect.
I can't do stuff like that. I mean, I can't do him like
disrespecting
that.
Disrespecting 30 that way.
Isn't Valanciunas like the leader like in playing?
Straight year. He's played in every year.
he's like a record setter plate. I mean, and then these stats don't count for anything.
I can't wait. Like, Valanciunas played in the most play-in games in NBA history.
It'd be a trivia answer in
played
5 years.
Like 12 of them.
Who leads the NBA all-time in play-in points, rebounds, and blocks?
Hey, are you safe? You safe over there?
Oh, we cool, man. They just, okay. You know, we ain't got that many cops in Vallejo. They probably just gone to Starbucks or something. We good.
All right, man.
Jason out in the crest.
No, I ain't in the crest, man. I used to be out by the crest. I ain't in the crest no more.
That's great.
And
stuff.
Half your listeners are going, the what? Like the crest? they're about to hit Google right now.
What's the next piece you're working on?
I got a couple of things I'm working on. I got this piece on Dwayne Wade. It's supposed to come out at some point.
Wine?
Everything. Mm-hmm. Wine, food, all type of stuff, you know.
Three by Wade is good.
I heard it's good. I haven't had it yet, but it's solid. And some people that I know are working with him mm-hmm. on that. So that's
good. I got my girl some for Valentine's Day a couple of years ago, but she's such a big Dwayne Wade fan. She says she's not going to drink until it's an important occasion. I guess being around me ain't important. Open the bottle of wine. she's like, whatever. Oh, not man. For
maybe
you.
If Chris Webber comes back for another tour, we can open it then.
If she could have brought, yo, yeah, she would have. Yeah, she would have offered Chris a glass and knocked me out the way. Move, Chris wants a glass of wine.
Move.
It happens. Are you at all? I can't believe I didn't ask you this already. As we wrap it up, are you at all excited for WrestleMania this weekend?
Man. I mean, this is some of the most random, disjointed stories.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do we have this whole Bayley Roxanne thing go on and then to get this random tag team match? I mean, there's some things. I'm like, I love Rey Mysterio. Why are we watching him wrestle a white man in a mask? I don't understand the point of that. I mean, there's just some stuff. I'm like, and there's people who I felt like should be no-brainers for the card who aren't on the card. Mm-hmm. Like, the Street Profits are big time every year at Mania. They're fighting on Friday. I thought Nia Jax had a great year to now not be on the card at all. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't fit. Usually it feels like all the stories for 12 months lead to Mania.
Yeah.
It's like this year, it's like, it's almost like they said, let's see what we can figure out, you know. We'll throw some stuff together, like the randomness of the Intercontinental title match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, only thing we're waiting on is for Dom to turn on Finn.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like, it just doesn't feel, you know, the bloodline, you know, I guess the bloodline is over, but it's like, shout out to Jacob Fatu, but it's like, Solo was like the tribal chief for like 8 months or almost a year. He was like the tribal chief, and now he's just like
they blew that off on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's like now it's like, hey, I'm Solo. I'm like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me in a lot of cases. So I'm hoping for a bunch of random surprises that will make it worth the 8-9 hours of my life I'm going to give over to the company.
Yeah. All right, Jay. We appreciate you as always, my man. We'll link up with you next week.
All right, yo. Happy playing week, y'all. See y'all next week.
Relax. That feels like a shot. That feels like
goodbye.
A shot.
What? What? I'm wishing y'all luck.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
All right, y'all.
All right, man. Jason Jones, New York Times. He ain't mean that.
No.
That was definitely shade.
Yeah, that was a shot.
I'm not punting on Orlando because it's not fourth down. But there's something about Orlando, like, Paolo is, I feel like you need to, I think they win tonight.
I do too.
I think they win tonight. I was thinking more about their like long-term scope as we talk about teams that like, oh, they have a bright future, they have a bright future, they have a bright future. That's how I was trying to tie them into the Sacramento Kings earlier. Like I'm not as full on their future anymore. Paolo's, yes, I feel like the team needs a little retooling.
To me, that's why. You're okay with the future because you got a power.
That's perfectly fair. And Jamal Mosley will beat your ass.
He will.
We'll see you. It's game day tomorrow. We'll be here beginning at 10 a.m. with the insiders. We're going to head over to 102.5. We got Ice Cube tickets to give away if you want to come hang out with us. If not, man, we'll see you tomorrow here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Gigantes!
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.